From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. African swine fever has killed off about 20% of Vietnam's hog herd, and it's not clear whether the outbreak has been contained. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary Ted McKinney, who says there were some reports the number might be higher. Vietnam government officials tell Agriculture.com the spread of the disease has shown signs of slowing, and they are urging farmers to restore pig herds battered by the outbreak. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA has invested over $2.8 million in high-speed broadband infrastructure to create or improve e-connectivity for 347 rural households in Tennessee. This is the first of many funding announcements in the first round of USDA's ReConnect pilot program investments. In March of last year, Congress provided $600 million to USDA to expand broadband infrastructure and services in rural America. Less than 2 weeks ago, biofuels organizations and stakeholders were praising the Trump administration agreement to promote biofuels under the renewable fuel standard, but now that the details are out, not so much. A notice released by the EPA last week says it does not change the proposed volume for 2020 or 2021, but instead proposes and seeks comment on adjustment to the way the annual renewable fuel percentages are calculated. According to AgWire.com, EPA intends to grant partial exemptions in appropriate circumstances when adjusting 2020 exemption petitions. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.